Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
AJ, Smitty, Dallas, it runs through you guys, right? There'll be days you have 2 catches. There'll be days you have 10 catches. I need you guys to handle that with the same selflessness that you handled it last year. That was a big reason for our success. And then I go back to this. What are you doing to win us the game if you're not touching the ball?
Well, well, well. We dug that one up back from week one. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillo, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Selflessness, the head coach says.
Maybe I turn my mic on.
I think it was interesting.
That's important.
How ironic was it that he said Dage will have 2 catches? That's exactly what A.J. Brown had on Monday night, and then seemed like there's much selflessness this week as we talk a lot about
Nick Sirianni has vision.
He does. Now, I guess, you know what
he's
else?
He's vibrating on high level.
Yeah, how about this? He even called. Now, to give A.J. credit, he did have a big block to help Saquon that play, which led to the Devontae touchdown. So he did contribute on Monday on the field. Like, A.J. contributed in that game with that block and his 2 catches and whatever, and taking the defense away from Devontae and the big touchdown. But I need you to be selfless. We need that. All right, 215-592-9494. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, back to all your phone calls on Combo Con, which with Would You Rathers and do you expect the Eagles to win? But I have a Would You Rather for everybody.
What you got?
And this is an Eagles Would You Rather on Sunday. Would you rather A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith get more targets on Sunday against the Philadelphia, against the Detroit Lions? This is an easy answer for me. I want the better and more productive and healthier receiver at this point, the guy that has been the better player this entire season, to get the ball thrown at him more. The Eagles' number one wide receiver is Devontae Smith right now. That's who I want the ball going to. When we get to our same game parlay, you know I'm going to want to bet his over prop because that's what I keep betting. Devontae. My answer is Devontae. I would rather the targets, the majority of them, more of them, whatever word we want to use, go to Devontae Smith. Hugh Douglas, would you rather more targets go to Devontae on Sunday or AJ?
You know what, Joe? I know what you asked me, but I'm going to have to answer it in the long way because I feel like what I'm about to say is going to lead into, you know, how I feel and how people are going to perceive it Monday. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is this. I to answer your question flat out, I think that AJ needs to be targeted more so we can find out what exactly it is. You know what I mean? Because there's a camp that believes that he's not the guy that he once was.
I'm in that camp.
And there's a camp that believes that he could still play, AJ's camp. But if with that coupled with the prediction or my feelings for this game, is going to be Monday. AJ, they tried to feed AJ the rock and they lost. So that's why it's kind of tough. But I want.
Oh, I will be on fire Monday if they force him the ball and lose because of it.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why it's a tricky way to say it. But I get what you're saying. But I want to see because we need to find out which one is true, whether or not he's done, or he can't get open, or it's you know something else.
What, do we have to find out this Sunday? Can't we just find that out over time?
That's what I'm saying.
We find out against the Raiders?
Yeah, you asked me a question.
Can we wait for the Cowboys game next week when we're winning by 14?
You asked me a question, and that's why I said it's a tough because it's set up. Like, this is the unfortunate thing about this week. It's a setup because AJ picked this week. He's had other weeks. He's had other weeks. This was the wrong week for this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the flip side, it's a great week for Detroit because they're looking at it and they're licking their chops. And it was something that was said about that team that resonated with me when I was listening to people talk about them. They're playing with a championship cohesiveness. That resonated. Because that's what they are. Think about it like this, folks. We are the defending Super Bowl champions. They are looking at us like we are a king that didn't earn the crown. Like, that's how they see us right now.
You're saying because they got knocked out and they didn't get to host the title game.
And listen, I know the whole storyline. I'm trying to tell you how they feel. So they're coming in here, and they're even though it might not be, it affects the team. Like, as far as the outside noise, anything like that. But they're coming in here and they're like, oh, they're distracted. They didn't deserve it anyway. They're coming in here trying to take what they think they missed out
sure,
on.
Sure, sure they are.
You better be ready for that.
Well, here's what they better not do. they better not force feed the ball to A.J. Brown because he wants it. Throw the ball to Devontae Smith. He is the more open receiver. He is the more successful receiver this year. I think, again, I said it the other day, we're ignoring the season he's having. He's having a top 12 to 10 receiver season, and we're like, well, yeah, throw the ball to the other guy. No!
But see, here's the thing, Joe, as I look through my notes, because I got notes on this.
Hugh's notepad is almost full, by the way, everyone. He might need a new one.
Take your time.
I got there because I got it written out in my scribble. They are 12th against the pass.
Yeah.
They give up at least 200 yards a game.
Okay. Yeah, so we should be able to throw the ball a little bit.
But they're better against the run. Not that much better, but they're better against
the run. Throw the ball to Devontae.
So, but I think that's where you're going to – that's why I say this is the perfect storm for potentially what this could be. And I think, AJ, you got to get AJ to rock.
Sounds inconclusive to me,
though. It does. It says – if they force the ball to AJ and it doesn't work, it's on you, Douglas. Yeah. I mean, we blame you.
You know what, man? I'm going to quit taking these notes.
Who's more resistant? Hugh tries to bring facts. Wow. And we just yell at him. Kyle, should they throw? Who should get more targets? That's
well, so what's the thing Jalen Hurts always says? We focus on the collective. I can't be worried about AJ Brown right now. Shove it, dude. Get lost. the offense, the better player on our offense right now is Devontae Smith. And like, I don't want Jalen to think that he needs to force the ball to AJ.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we can talk about whether or not the whole thing has been a distraction for the players in the locker room, whether AJ's trolling us. You can't convince me when Hurts is out there on the field, he doesn't have somewhere in the back of his head what AJ Brown wants.
Of course.
I can't have that. Mm-mm. Enough. Well, enough. Just give it to Devontae. Let the offense run the way it runs.
I would say the way that he is in press conferences, he ain't really tripping on what nobody think about him. I mean, that's just how he's wired. But if you're asking me what I think is going to be better for this offense in the long run, I think that's what's better.
Well, you know what? Obviously keeping him engaged is important.
Yes.
And my fear is that they try to do that too much. Like, I want to win a football game on Sunday and clear the path to the number one seed. All right, 215-592-9494. Shady, LeSean McCoy was on the afternoon show a couple days ago. Sounds like he thinks they should get the ball to AJ a lot more.
There's 60 to 70 plays in a football game, right? Mm-hmm. So when you say it's hard to get the ball around, I don't believe that.
Okay.
Because if the running back can get 25 to 30 touches. Let's just say 25 touches.
Mm-hmm.
And Saquon might get 5 in the air, but he's going to get 25 rushing for sure, okay? Mm-hmm. Then the other 30, where's it going? Right?
It's a good point.
Jalen Hurts might scramble 3-4 times. Smitty should get about 7 good targets a game, and then AJ should get as many targets as he wants. You got a top 6 wide receiver in the game, right? Like, how does he get 2 targets in a 4-quarter football game? So, yes, I'm not arguing like, oh, well, we're winning. Yeah, we should win because we're a better team. But when guys and ownerships, they go out there, they pay good money for their GMs and head coaches to go out there and get a good team, right? Backups and starters. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Eagles team, owners would dream to have that type of offensive makeup. And we have it. So if you do stop the run, we should be able to throw the ball. If you do go to stop the pass, we should be able to run the ball. We have everything you need.
Well, I mean, I agree in theory. We think they have everything they need, but it hasn't worked out so far this year. The offensive line not being great is a part of it. Jalen up and down. I mean, it's all part of it. But where he says A.J. should get as many targets as he wants, no, this isn't the A.J. Brown show.
Well,
this is the Eagles.
To his point, it's because he's your number one receiver.
I don't think he is anymore.
Well, see, and that's debatable, Joe, because listening, like this is where, not saying you, but people have to listen. His teammates, his coach, the offensive coordinator.
Sure.
Talk about him like he's an integral part of that offense.
So I think he is, but my eyes are telling me it's shifted to where Devontae's a better player right now.
You know what's funny? Because I could use that same argument for Saquon, because there was a time early in this season that there were questions about Saquon's ability or has he fallen off.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last couple of weeks, because we have run the ball better, nobody thinks that way.
But my eyes didn't tell me Saquon had lost a step. My eyes told me the blocking.
Told you something was wrong.
Yeah, the blocking. But my eyes tell me AJ has lost a step. I tell you, I came across, I invite everyone to go do it. You can find it in 5 seconds. Go look at the highlights of AJ Brown's first game as an Eagle against the Lions, 2022. That athlete's not here anymore. I'm not saying he can't get back to it. I mean, guys get injured, they come back. I mean, AJ Brown's not 35 years old. I'm not saying his career is over.
Mm-hmm.
The player he is this year, with a knee injury last year, hamstring in the summer, hamstring. Again, like, is anyone shocked? He missed the last game with a hamstring. I'm saying my eyes tell me he's not mm-hmm. running like that anymore.
And
why would I force to a guy that doesn't have explosion?
See, and that's where I don't know if that's the case, because there's a lot of intangibles that go into this equation. AJ's definitely not engaged.
Well, that's
good. He's not engaged. There's been times where we have recklessly speculated whether or not he's given maximum effort.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times where we've seen AJ clearly open that he hasn't had the football. So that's why, Joe, when you say who should get the football, I need to know definitely whether or not AJ is done. Because I can't say that. I can't sit here and say, well, he can't do this or that, because he hasn't been in position to be successful or do his thing.
My issue is I can't risk a game to figure out what AJ is. We're in the middle of a season. All right, 215-592-9494. Mike Mayock also chiming in on the afternoon show about the AJ thing, and will the Eagles kind of do what he wants and give him the football?
We're never going to be a top five or top six passing team in this league, or probably not a top 10, even with two top-level wideouts. That's probably not who they want to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as they're winning football games, they're going to live with A.J. Brown right now. I can't speak for the offseason. I don't know any of that. But right now, they're going to live with it. And, you know, as far as playing things close to the vest, they are. But at a certain point, you're going to turn the ball over three or four times some game, and you're going to need to score points. And we talked about this last year, Ike, on the stretch to the playoffs. I kept saying, somebody's going to stop Saquon, and then what?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be able to handle it? And they did.
Yep.
They handled it.
Yeah.
And every time we kind of say Jalen Hurts is not a top-level quarterback in this town, he shows that he is.
Well, I agree, Mike. And they can handle it on Sunday if the run gets shut down by throwing the ball to Devontae. That's who I think should get more targets. Where do you come down on that, the little would you rather on the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. up on WIP in a meeting.
Probably conducting business.
Bruce making bread.
That would be all your servers, et cetera, et cetera.
Servers,
the local band, local ISN.
Right. I'm always so interested
disagree.
In what Bruce is doing for a living.
Bruce running things.
I feel like Bruce does important things.
He's running things.
He works in D.C. I hear things about servers. Like, his job sounds so much more important than ours.
Yeah. You got to put him on hold, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can't ruin the show because of Bruce's job.
Bruce ain't ready.
Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing this Friday?
What's going on?
Will, man? What's up?
All right. Listen, I just want to say this to AJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you did lose a little step, settle for the 10 and 20 yard nice little dump offs, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it all adds up. If that's what you're looking for, is stats. You know what I'm saying? And let Skinny Batman do the deep routes. You know what I mean? Y'all got to work together as a team now, man. You know, what I want to say too, man, I keep saying this, man. Listen, we got my man. What's the new lineman? We got the guard, Fred
Johnson.
Fred Johnson.
Yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go with, like I keep saying, week after week, it don't hurt to try it because I saw Green Bay running and Josh Jacobs, he got a good like 20 yards off of it. Mm-hmm. Put the Dallas Goedert in the I formation as the fullback. And that run it to Fred Johnson's side. He's going to clear at least two people. They got to go and clear that second wave, and then Saquon going to break loose, man. But all right, enough of the talk. Let's go, baby.
No, you heard him.
You already know what that is.
Already know.
The best of the Titans, baby. The best of the best. Everybody's been waiting to see this matchup once again, baby. And guess what? Now, the talk is over. It's either put up or shut up, baby. And AJ, I know you're ready. Because guess what? All the talk is over. We want you to show and prove this thing. And I want you to know, Jalen Hurts, listen, this is the time, baby. Y'all got to reconnect like both grind. We got to get this win, baby. So that's what it's all about. It ain't about the fact. It's about winning, baby. So we want everybody to get on one accord. Hey, listen. This is the king of the jungle versus the king of the air, baby. And when these Eagles drop these bombs, the AJ, Smith, Spider, Saxon, guess what, baby? The game will be over sooner than you can blame. Because we are the Super Bowl champions. And we're going to keep rising to the top. We're going to beat every team. And last week, I said next. And guess what? This week is going to be successful. Because we got this game circled. And we're going to check it off this Sunday. And guess what? And Chris, you sound good, man. And I ain't no hater. But guess what? Just like Sunday, it only can be one. And that's me and the Eagles, baby. So let's go.
Now we're talking,
well,
DJ Khaled. Well, what do you got for us for a combo con? Would you rather?
Hey, listen, I'm gonna keep it on the same topic,
mm-hmm.
and this goes for anybody, but mainly for AJ. What would you want your legacy to be? A stat winner or a Super Bowl winner?
Ooh, well, I like that one. I mean, AJ's got to answer that question. Will, good one. Would you rather stats or Super Bowl? Will, good phone call.
He wants to be a Hall of Famer. He's already got a Super Bowl.
He wants stats. I mean, we could.
Hugh did the stats.
Hugh did the stats. I mean, I'm sure you would trade them for a Super Bowl ring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
That was very convincing.
Oh, no. I mean, it's one of those things, man. Listen, I've, like, my friends, my teammates, the ones that I enjoy that with, we're going to walk together for the rest of our lives. But it would be a lot different if we would have won.
Of course.
You know, and I mean, those guys that we went to the Super Bowl with, that's something that, you know, I wouldn't trade for anything, you know. But it would have been nicer to win. But the fact that, like, I'm in a chat with these guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're laughing at Zach Bond's outfit.
What'd he do?
I wasn't going to.
You brought it up. I didn't.
I wasn't going to tweet it out.
This is out of nowhere. What are you talking about?
Because
where did this come from?
He's talking about if he won a ring, then he's in a group chat with his guys that they got close to didn't, and they're making fun of Zach Bond.
What does Zach Bond's outfit have to do with it?
Well, I don't know.
I wasn't going to tweet it out, but I think I have to. I mean, I'm here.
What did he do? What's the outfit?
Say it, dude. Come on.
I mean, I'd rather show it because I'm curious. No, because I'm curious. No, I'm gonna go ahead and tweet it out because I'm curious about how other people feel about this because he's a little bit younger than me, but maybe it's me that's
where
like I'm not fashion conscious.
Where'd you see this
on his Instagram?
So what would explain it as best you can? It's the socks, right?
He has on some penny loafers, right, and some white socks, and I think they're like polo socks. It doesn't go with the outfit.
It's basically Zach Bond's socks. His socks are the center of the controversy.
His socks are suspect.
And, guilty!
And I'm like, dog, what is he doing? Is this? And I asked in the chat, I was like, is this me? Or am I the one that's something? I feel like this is wrong.
What'd the fella say?
He's like, dog, what are you doing? Like, what is he doing?
Sounds like an old-fashioned guilty to me.
It's just like, dog, what is he doing?
Yep. All right.
So, I mean, we're here now. So I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah, you're going to tweet it out.
I'm going to go ahead and tweet it out.
53 and 53 crime over here. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Okay, can we get the reckless speculation out of the way first?
Sure.
Okay. You cannot pick the Philadelphia Eagles. Would you rather be a fan of the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, or the Washington Commanders?
Commanders.
New York Giants, Dallas Cowboys, or Washington Commanders?
Commanders. Commodores. I like Jaden Daniels. He's fun.
Yeah, I'd probably say that too.
All right, with that out of the way, it's time to lock the hell in. Mm-hmm. It's a fired up Friday, and despite a wide receiver crying like a fat kid after he gets turned down on his fourth trip for some chocolate cake. You know, we've got a locker room full of mature, professional, future Hall of Fame football players. Lions, Tigers, Bears, it doesn't matter. And Dan Campbell, we're not biting ankles. We're not biting kneecaps. We're just going to run through you like a 10-ton locomotive. The only thing that's going to be left in our wake is going to be a blue streak all the way back to Detroit, Michigan. Because everybody on God's green earth knows that when the Sky Marshal, Quadzilla, the Monsters of Broad Street, the Slim Reaper, and the Young Gun Gangrene defense is playing their game, there's not a team in the NFL that can beat the Eagles!
Kyle,
Eagles!
Kyle, I don't want to get
there, Aaron, we appreciate the phone call.
It sounded so much better.
Well, he doesn't give the music to Aaron. You know that? Have you noticed this already? He just doesn't get the music.
I'm just saying it would have sounded so much better.
It would have. I mean, it would have helped him a little bit. All right, 215-592. What's that?
I tweeted that picture out.
You did that to Vaughn?
Yeah. Why you say it like that? Did I do that to Vaughn? He put it on his Instagram. I just saw it.
This is 53 on 53 Crime.
It's not really, because he put it out there. Like I said, beautiful family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that sock. Shoe combo.
Yeah. Even as a guy who wears a hoodie every day, I looked at you and I was like, yeah, it's probably not the right way to do it.
And I don't even dress.
You wear pajamas to work.
Every day.
215.
The nerve.
592.
A lot of nerve.
94-94. That's how you get aboard. All right. Gut feeling on this one. Do you expect the Eagles to win this football game? I absolutely do expect the Eagles to win. Detroit Douglas over here is thinking the Lions are going to come take this game from the Eagles on Sunday. Where do you come down? Who should get more targets? Plus, would you rathers for combo con today? The best would you rather we get wins the qualifying prize today and is automatically entered for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill, the Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, and the Cornhole set. All right, let's get to what's really at stake on Sunday within this game and the NFC, including another huge game on the docket Sunday in the fight for the number one seed. That's all coming up. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Not Motown.
Well, that's your song.
These
are your tunes today. Detroit Douglas in the studio. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we get set for a big one. Sunday Night Football, the Eagles and the Lions. It's a good song. I mean, Motown's got some good music here. I mean, I'll give you that.
They do.
I'll give you that. Everything else you said today, out the window.
Mm-mm. I mean, I think I laid out why I felt the way that I felt.
Oh,
good.
I totally understand why you're terrified
of
the Lions.
I know you don't. And you know what? I respect that. I respect that from you, Yahoos, because that's what we do every day.
Put the fries in the bag, Carl.
And the name calling has begun.
Look, it's Friday, man. Screw logic. I'm all emotion. That's how we are.
Logic's for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's exactly
by the
right.
time we get to Thursday, yep. it's yelling, it's like, yeah. and Friday, it's like, Hugh, what are you doing?
Monday morning quarterback. Friday freak out.
That is exactly what we do. All right, 215-592-9494. Would you rathers for ComboCon. Great prize on the line today, courtesy of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. And then if you win today, automatically entered for the grand prize, the Weber Grill, Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, and the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. We'll get back to that. Your thoughts on A.J. Devontae. Who should get more targets on Sunday? It's very easy for me. It's Devontae Smith. He right now is the better
receiver. Slim Reaper.
Slim Reaper. Just keep feeding him the football. All right. A lot to do. We're going to get to Dan Campbell potentially being a total fraud coming up in a little
Fugazi.
Bit. And highlights of when Hugh destroyed him back when they were each playing. So this is all coming up on the show today. But let's get to this, Hugh. What's on the line Sunday? Like, how big of a game this is? This feels like, and it's not just the Eagles game. Hugh, it's both the big NFC games on Sunday feel like they are huge moments to deciding the one seed, which typically decides who goes to the Super Bowl. So mm-hmm. at 4:25 on Sunday, we get the Rams and the Seahawks. They are both 7-2.
Yeah.
The winner of that game gets to 8-2 and obviously is in charge of that division, and that's who we got to fight with for the one seed. Now, the way I view it is the winner of Rams-Seahawks and the winner of Eagles-Lions, that's really now
They're
the race.
They're sitting in the
catbird seat. Right, they're racing for the one and the two seats.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you some numbers on the chances for the Eagles to get the bye and how this game will kind of swing things. So the Eagles right now, Hugh Douglas, have a 35% chance to get the number one seed in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like overwhelming, but they got a real chance, 35%. If the Eagles win the game on Sunday, if the Eagles take down the Lions Sunday, that number jumps to 51%. So the Eagles go from 35% chance to get the one seed to 51%. That's a big jump. Do you know where the number goes to if the Lions win? If Detroit Douglas is right, if the Lions come in here and take the game, the Eagles' chances at the one seed go down to 18%.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you, Joe.
It's a big one.
And it is, but the Eagles didn't need the number one seed to win the Super Bowl last year. I mean, that's the fact. I'm not conceding the fact that this game is not important, but everything is still in front of us. That's what I'm saying.
So you're right. They didn't. I will say a couple things. One, was last year a norm or a little bit of an outlier, right? The one seed went down in their first playoff game. Mm-hmm. That doesn't usually
Not
happen.
Not really. No.
The second thing is we haven't, like, as I mentioned, with the Seahawks and Rams, one of those two teams is going to get to 8-2. So last year, it was kind of just the Eagles and whoever won the North, right? That ended up being the Lions last mm-hmm. year. This year, there's another good team coming out of another good division. So, I mean, there's a real chance the loser of this game Sunday is going to end up the 3 seed. And only have one home playoff game.
Yeah, but I think being battle tested, I think there's something to that. And I also feel like, you know, I just don't buy Seattle. And I say that.
Well, then maybe the Rams are going to beat them up Sunday.
No, and I say that sitting here, having watched a whole lot of Seattle games, it just feels like with that quarterback back there and what I've seen. You know what it is, Joe? I'm punishing him for his past.
Sure.
And what he's been in the past.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, so that's why I look at it. I mean, it's not fair, but that's what we're doing because a lot of times we talk about what the Eagles have done. We always invoke what they did last mm-hmm. year as opposed to this year. So I hear you, but I feel like there's a chance that they can fall. I think the team that will probably be our biggest adversary in all of this is probably going to be the Rams.
I agree. So let me throw this at you guys. Who are we rooting for on Sunday, the Rams or the Seahawks? Because if we fear the Seahawks less, we already beat the Rams, right? We have a tiebreaker of them.
Yeah,
it's
the Rams.
We don't play Seattle this year.
We root for the Rams.
We root for the Rams?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Rooting for Seattle.
Mm-mm. I was thinking, because they knocked the Rams down in the standings.
Mm, but Joe said it. We have the tiebreaker.
We do. But all right, so the winner of the game Sunday, Rams and Seahawks, is in the driver's seat in the West.
Mm-hmm.
If the Rams lose, they're more likely to go on the road in the playoffs. Maybe we don't have to deal with them at all. You see what I mean? Like,
dude,
I want to push them to the wild card round.
I want zero parts of going to Seattle in the playoffs.
Oh, so you're buying Seattle.
He's
just talking about. You're talking about the travel.
It's partly I'm buying the team. I'm also like, I don't want to have to go play in CenturyLink Field.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's a tougher environment than SoFi Stadium.
I agree. The Eagles won there last year. They've won there. You know, they've won in Los Angeles plenty of times over the years. You're right. That's not a great home field at all. The best case scenario Sunday is an Eagles win, and I say a Seattle win. I think that's best for the Eagles' chances to get to the Super Bowl. We shall see, but 51% chance for the one seed if the Eagles win this game on Sunday. If Detroit Douglas is right, that drops to 18%. All right, speaking of Lions people, we got a Lions fan on, Nicholas in Telford up on WIP. What's up, Nicholas?
Hi. Two quick points.
Mm-hmm.
Simply put, when you look at statistics for offense and defense, the Eagles rank very low in every single statistical category. So there's not one you can point to. And even if you want to point to turnovers, you guys have 4 turnovers on the season. We have 6.
I would say red zone. If I were to give you a number where the Eagles are better, it's the red zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but you have to make it to the red zone first.
Sure.
And
sure.
You guys have an anemic offense that can't move up and down the field. You guys have been outscored in two of your last 3 games. Your defense in the Vikings game outscored.
I mean,
your defense scored a touchdown, and your offense got outscored by Carson Wentz.
Well, Nicholas, hold on. The Eagles have won 3 football games in a row. How are they outscored in that time?
Because Vikings game, you guys got a pick 6.
We don't count
the Vikings
this.
Pick 6.
I got you.
No, you can count the win, but the offense didn't outscore the Vikings offense.
Right,
your offense was worse in that game than the Vikings.
Nicholas,
your defense failed
can
you
I ask
out.
You a question?
Do both sides step on
yeah,
the field?
Go ahead.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Yeah, you sounded kind of young because you're sitting here throwing facts at us, trying to make you feel better about your team coming into town, which
you,
is cool.
Wait, didn't you just pick my team to win?
No, wait a minute, Nicholas. Listen.
Didn't you pick my team to win?
Listen, Nicholas, this is my show, and you're not going to come on here and disrespect me just like I said. You're coming on here throwing all these stats at us to try to make yourself better. And you're right, I did pick them to win. But you're not going to come on here and disrespect family members because I still am a Philadelphia Eagle, and this still
but
is family.
Be quiet. Tyler,
Nicholas, whatever your name is, be quiet. Be quiet. This is my show. And what you're not going to do is come on here and disrespect family. Like, I can talk bad about my family because this is my family. But you're not about to come on here and do that, bro. So you've made your point. I picked your team to win. Have a nice day.
So soft.
Yeah, it is. Okay. But have a great day.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Have a great day.
Little Chesty Lions fans.
But I'm saying.
It's been a while since a Chesty Lions fan was anywhere.
You're 24 years old. You ain't seen how bad this team. You ain't been around this long to see how bad this Detroit. You've had 2 probably good winning seasons in your whole career, and you got your little 24-year-old ass on here trying to talk trash? Man, get out of here with that.
He did try to talk trash.
You trying to talk trash to some grown... We've been in this longer than you've been alive, bro.
Well, I also...
We've been relevant... Let me cook Joe.
Go ahead.
We've been relevant in the NFL for at least 20 seasons. You just got here. You just got here. So stay in a little boy's place. Enjoy what you got going on right now. And let these grown folks have this conversation. Yeah, I picked y'all to win. But that don't mean y'all the best team in the NFL. Ain't nobody said y'all going to the Super Bowl, Nicholas. Nobody said that.
Tyler or is it Nicholas?
I don't know what the hell his name is. But Nicholas. The bottom line is this. I could talk to my family members like that. You can't. So sit your butt down, enjoy the show, and you know, whatever. Go to the game if you're going to the game, but you ain't about to come over here talking trash, bro. We ain't about to do that.
Also, saying the Eagles have been outscored when they've won each of the last three games, that doesn't make any sense. They also beat the Giants by like 30 or 20 something. They have not been outscored the last three games. Even if you take away the pick six by Jalen Hunt, they have not been outscored the last three games. So those facts don't apply.
That dog don't hunt.
It does not.
No, you coming? You done lost your mind. You ain't about to come on here and throwing stats to us to make you feel better. We ain't about to do
it
that.
It also must be a cold day in hell that there are Chesty Lions fans now.
Real talk.
I mean, seriously.
Like, seriously, you've had, I give you five seasons of relevancy. Five.
Oh, I don't even know. Is that the last three?
That's what I'm saying, though. But you can't, like, listen, you still a little brother, because we've been relevant way longer
than
that.
When was the last time they were relevant before 3 years ago?
When Barry played?
But they weren't even good most of those years.
But that's when they were. That's when anybody talked about Detroit Lions. Come on, man.
Yeah, they made the playoffs with Stafford.
Gone with that.
That was make-believe playoffs.
You sat up here this morning, and you felt that you had an ally. I'm not your ally.
I think he took the Detroit Douglas thing a little literally.
Yeah, I'm not your ally, fool. You didn't lose your mind.
He thought you guys were boys.
Yeah, we ain't boys. Like, I speak my truth, but we ain't friends.
That's right.
We ain't aligned. What the hell?
So good.
You went you went spike on him.
You did. You took a little spike.
It's my show.
No, but dude, listen. You like I knew he was young because you're coming on here trying to be chesty about stats. The game is not played with stats, even though I did use them myself.
Yeah, you did.
But you know when you
you did throw the notepad though. To
let
your
me
credit.
Tell you. Let me tell you. This is just like
the notepad. It was an awesome moment.
This is just like at the dinner table at Thanksgiving. I could talk bad about my Uncle Charlie. But you ain't going to talk bad about my
not
Uncle
a Lions
Charlie.
Fan. Not
no,
a Lions
you
fan.
Ain't about to do that. We're not doing that. Wow. That's not happening. So if we got any more Detroit Lions fans on the phone and you want to get out here and stick your chest out, y'all might as well hang up because that dog don't hunt here.
Yeah, no, I invite them to call.
I feel if there are more Chesty Lions fans, I need to hear from them. Yeah, because you guys, I mean, you have been living in just under a rock.
That was awesome.
For your whole life.
I feel like the game's already started.
This is great.
You see, I'm hot now.
Oh, I know.
I hate I picked the damn Lions. Got this little 24-year-old cat calling on here trying to talk trash.
Well, he thought he had an ally.
He ain't got no ally. Ain't no allies on these parts. Boy, I tell you, y'all lucky we got these FCC rules. Boy,
but we're lucky you know about them. That's what we're lucky about.
Well, sometimes.
That's good. Well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We might need to poll who did This Is My Show better, Spike or Hugh. Can we hear you, Spike, again?
Sorry.
I got rid of it. We'll come back to it. Maybe we'll play the both of them later on together. No, I found it.
This is my show.
I did hit you with Spike, didn't I? My bad.
There's something about the way Spike and I, this is my show.
No.
Wasn't that like his first day?
No. It was early.
But he was disrespectful, man. You ain't been on this planet. You probably just got out of college. You ain't even living on your own yet.
He's probably on the parents' insurance still. He's under 26.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's still on his parents' insurance. And came in here called talking trash. And then tried to invoke, well, you picked the Lions. So what? So what? I picked him to win.
Well, we're not over that. The rest of us aren't. That's on you.
Dude, Hugh's had some quality caller beef lately.
Oh, it's been great.
I'm trying to do better because me and Blue Jeans
I love this.
I got to be honest. I kind of like sitting in this seat while you have the caller beef.
No, I'm just saying. Because
it is a lot of fun on this side.
I like being
Blue
behind
Jean
the glass.
Blue Jeans Lake is dope. He told me to, try to tone that down a little bit.
No, but what you could do is tone it down on Twitter and just yell on the phone. Like, no one ever tells me to tone it down.
How you going
to
call in here talking trash to my people, man? You can't do that.
I thought he had an ally.
Man, come on.
He called his friend. I'm going to call Detroit Douglas. He's a Lions guy.
He didn't see it. Joe, now you're putting icing on the cake that it don't need no icing.
Call my boy Hugh.
I got my guy Hugh on the phone.
Put
He's
your
a Lions
fries
fan.
In the bag, Hugh.
Nicholas was listening at opening segment going, spit.
Yep.
Book Douglas.
He was putting you in the pantheon of Lions greats.
And then you just crushed him.
He did. Man. You ruined the guy's life.
We ain't allies. We are not allies. We are analysts on this show. We have hard hitting analysis.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Every Monday, for like sometimes. I was about to say every day.
Once every 3 weeks or so. Gary and
those.
What's up, Gary?
Hey, what's going on? Get him, Hugh. Get him, dude.
That's
man,
right,
listen, Gary. Yeah, listen, y'all can talk bad about me, but ain't no Lions fans gonna come here talking trash to me.
Yeah, Eagles fans can cook you. Lions fans, not this one.
Hey, so I just want to say though that I do feel like we got to give it to Devontae. I mean, he's got the hot hand. You got to stick with the hot hand, especially after that Detroit call. We need to shove it down their throat.
No, Gary, and I feel like, and it's almost unfair to Devontae. Like, if this was a different situation, we would all be getting excited about Devontae kind of leveling up. I mean, his numbers the last month look like Jamar Chase. They look like some of the best receivers in the NFL, and we're spending all this time on AJ. I'm like, keep giving the ball to Devontae. He's awesome right now.
I mean, I get what you're saying. We got to figure it out, but like what the problem is. But maybe not against Detroit.
Yeah, like that's where I'm at, Gary. This game is too important, and every point's going to count because the Lions are going to go for every fourth down. They're not going to want to give the ball back. So we probably need to get to 27 to 30 points to get this thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Gary, what do you got for us for Combo-Con?
All right, I'm going to say, would you rather be a dead Eagles fan or an alive Dallas fan?
I'd rather be alive.
Yeah, but you'd
not
be a
Dallas
Cowboys
fan.
No, that's part of it. Would you
make
rather?
Pick the Dallas fan, man.
I said alive, but okay. But from this,
Gary,
I'll probably be. I'm going to the upper room anyway, so I ain't going to be a Dallas fan. Man.
Basically, it's what's worse, watching the Cowboys as a living person or just dying? I mean, that's really what the question is, right?
Yeah. Seem like pretty similar things.
It does. I wonder if we ask Cowboys fans what they'd rather, become Eagles fans or just die?
That's just a lot.
You have got to be smoking something.
That's a lot.
It's a good one. These have been some good ones. You rather Sean in New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good, Sean. What's up?
Good.
I know on the screen it probably said Motown Sean. I am not from Detroit.
Wow. I did threaten to call you Motown Sean. I didn't, though.
I live so in Burlington County. Yourself. I have two kids. I have a wife and a dog and a cat. And I have a white picket fence in the backyard. So I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, I am Team Hugh today. Of course, I want this team to win every single week, but I think this Detroit team's coming in here with a vengeance. And shout out to Nicholas. Dude, you were, 8 years old when the Detroit Lions went 0-17?
Yes.
So, I mean, you have no idea. And for my what if, Hugh, this is for you. How you doing?
Yes. How you doing?
Would you rather be enshrined in Canton, Ohio, or have a Super Bowl ring?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Super Bowl ring.
I kind of figured on whole how you were talking. I kind of figured you'd go that way.
Yeah, I mean, the Canton, well, technically I'm already in Canton.
For the
Black College Hall of Fame. So, Super Bowl.
Okay, well, the NFL Hall of Fame is what I was...
No, I get what you're saying, but to me, the Hall of Fame is the Hall of Fame.
Sean,
I
mean, that's a good one, man.
I moved the pole on that. I moved the goalpost on that one, but I would rather be a Super Bowl champion.
It's kind of interesting for you specifically, because to me, you were kind of just as close to both, right? Like, you went to the Super Bowl with the Eagles. You had 80 sacks, right? Like,
I was close, cigar.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, there are some players who are playing the Super Bowl but are not close to the level where they'd ever be considered a Hall of Famer. And then there are some players who are close to Hall of Fame level, but they never get to the Super Bowl. You kind of touched both.
You know what? For me, though, it's more the fact of where I got it. Like, if we'd have got it here, that means I would have been a part of the first time we went back to the Super Bowl since Jaws and those guys. So that just hits different. Now, like being here in Philadelphia, love the city, love the fan base, and you know, you're never forgotten here. That's always special to me. But some of my teammates and stuff, to like I said, you walk with them for the rest of your life. And if we'd have won, it would be different. It would be different. So yeah, I would forego Ken for a Super Bowl win.
I do want to put a halt to something right now.
Mm.
You can't move the goalposts on Would You Rathers. It defeats the entire purpose.
Wait a minute, did I move?
Pick them? One or the other.
Well,
yeah.
No, I picked Hall of Fame.
All right, you were the one that said you moved the line. No more.
No, I talk about as far as the Canton thing. Like he said, well, you know, he meant the pro, like the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I said, well, technically, I'm in Canton.
Yeah, you tried to play coy.
Yeah.
No more.
I was. You ain't want.
Well,
play.
I took it as you already had.
Put the fries in the bag.
you've already experienced some of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
I got what you're saying.
Yeah, and you know what? I will say this too. Watching and being a part of Brian Dawkins going into the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
that's big to me, you know, because ain't too many cats can say that they played on a team that went to the Super Bowl, and ain't too many cats to say they played with a guy that they helped get to the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? He did, like Brian did all the heavy lifting.
Sure.
But I was out there, and I saw what made him so special. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where – Like Brian, like I say, I'm blessed because I got a chance to play with some great teammates that are family, that's still family, and a Hall of Famer. So that's a win-win for me.
Speaking of Hall of Fame and just why this game is so big, you mentioned a talent. There's a lot of players on the field Sunday night that will have a Hall of Fame case when their career ends. Like some of these guys are young, Hugh, so it's I'm not saying they're Hall of Famers yet. But you look up and down the talent level of the players in this game on Sunday. There's a lot of players that 10 years from now we might say they might be Hall of Famers. I mean, the Lions have a good bunch of talent. I mean, I saw a stat over the weekend or last weekend. Gibbs is just the fourth or fifth player ever, I think the fifth, to have 40 touchdowns from scrimmage before the age of 24. And the other guys are Barry Sanders, Randy Moss. I mean, like all timers. And then obviously the Eagles side. I mean, guys like Lane Johnson, Saquon Barkley. I mean, if AJ gets back on track, he was starting the path to a Hall of Fame. There's a lot. I mean, obviously, if Jalen wins on the Super Bowl, he's going to be in the mix. There's a lot of players in this game Sunday that are going to be talked about that way when their careers are over. 215-592-9494. Jordan is in Philly on WIP. Hey, Jordan.
Hey.
Hey Jordan, what's up?
Yo, Hugh Davis, I'm going to tell you this one thing.
Douglas,
my bad.
You're good.
I didn't know too much about you. My dad had to inform me about you.
Clearly.
I'm 26. I'm kind of young. So I wasn't around. I just became an Eagles fan probably right after you got out the NFL.
They don't know who he is.
I'm a bully.
You are a realist. And I have a hate-love relationship for you. But you are a realist, and you just speak the real and the truth about things.
I try.
Joe, I'm on your side, Joe. Listen. Smitty, Devontae Smith, was the number one receiver before A.J. Brown got here.
Mm.
Now that Smitty is doing all these numbers and stuff, that's who he is. That's what we got him to be. Now, he got his rookie year out and all the stuff when A.J. was here. It was all A.J. But it's really Smitty's. This is Smitty's team. A.J. Brown is gone after this year. He has to be. It's time for Smitty to boss up and be who he was meant to be when we got him.
Jordan, I think sometimes we forget he wasn't just some guy, right? He's a Heisman Trophy winner. He was the 10th pick in the draft. He's a tremendous football player. Jordan, he's the one now, and I think we're watching a player grow in front of our eyes. He's becoming a real number one. Let's get him the football. Jordan, what do you got for us? What's your would you rather?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, so would you rather, would you rather know the secrets of the universe or every secret anyone has ever kept from you?
Oh, the universe. Yeah, I don't want to know all the secrets people keep from me. I mean, that's because they're probably keeping them from me so I don't hurt my feelings. I mean, that's like, why would, well, if you're keeping
so
a secret from me, you don't
want to know like what they think of you.
Yes. Sure, or the secrets of the universe.
I want to know the secrets of the universe.
Me too.
Yeah.
Jordan, good one. What do you got?
Withholding important information.
I could care less.
Yeah, but they're withholding it for a reason.
No. I'm not talking about I'm not talking about that. I'm just maybe some useful information that.
You mean people you know or the universe? Which one you pick?
People I know.
Okay.
What are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything.
I want all the dirt. What?
No.
Like, how serious we get with the would you rathers? Death, secrets, everything you know. All right,
you got a problem over there, Davis?
No, dog. I looked at the comments on
you
know,
we told
posted.
You not
yeah,
to
no,
I looked at Zach Bond. Somebody said his socks are giving Annie, are you okay vibes? Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? You've been hit by a smooth criminal.
Those comments you could look at. Don't look at the ones about your takes. All right, 215.
I don't care about them.
592-9494. Joe Giglio, Hugh Davis. A lot to discuss here on the Midday Show. All right, your phone call's coming up on all this. All right, the game Sunday. Do you expect the Eagles to win the game? I do. Hugh Douglas over here.
Nope.
Now, this guy is just...
But I ain't about to let no Lions
fear.
Fan talk
yeah.
greasy
well,
to me.
Well, no, Lions fans, that's where the line is drawn. Where do you come down on the game Sunday? Who should get more targets, Devontae or AJ? It's an easy one for me. Throw the ball to Smitty on Sunday. Lot to discuss. ComboCon, your answers for Would You Rathers. Best Would You Rather we get today wins the qualifying prize and gets a chance to be entered for the grand prize. Right, on the other side, we got to play something for you because it sounds like, and our evidence tells us, that Dan Campbell's been exposed as a big fat liar. We'll get on Dan Campbell's case next. And if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to get a chance to watch an old clip of Dan Campbell trying to block Hugh Douglas. That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.